From Los Angeles, it's the Life Changes Show.
Look at the bright lights. Look at the bright lights.
With tonight's guests, Dr. Heike and Jonathan Hudson.
Look at the night sky. Look at the night sky.
And musical guest, Marina V. I am Mark Legere, and now your host, the MC, the master of change, Filippo Voltaggio.
I have been so looking forward to this conversation. Actually, I have been looking forward to this conversation for a really long time. I think maybe since I was nine. And, you know, it's interesting because of this conversation, and I'm so grateful that our guests are here today, I got to reflect a little bit about my sexual growing up and what I knew, or maybe more what I didn't know as a child, as a young adult, as an adolescent, and before that, and even as an adult, actually, and even now. And I think, well, wait a minute, this kind of started, what I don't know now started when I thought I wanted to know, or maybe thought I should have known, and then the misinformation started. You know, we would talk about things down there and in the woman places, or it's a woman's thing, you be quiet, you don't, you go into your room, we're going to talk about the woman's thing. Yeah, and I'm not going to blame my parents, because they probably were not taught anything about sex before they had us as children. So I thought, okay, so, but now it's different for sure. For the kids growing up today, no, it's not. As a matter of fact, it might even be worse, because the information they're getting is coming off of video, like songs that are popular, hip-hop songs or something. It's coming off of porn. And so I started looking at the statistics, and they were staggering as to how many children had sex before they even knew anything about it, before they were taught formally either in school or by their parents. I mean, we're talking over 50%. And I'm thinking, wait a minute, if I thought I grew up and I have issues, or I've had issues, and so many of my friends and my clients and all that, what kind of issues are these kids going to have when they grow up? And so this conversation is so very important, and to have it openly and frankly, and to have it with two beautiful people who have worked their stuff individually and then collectively, and to be able to share it here today, this is really special, and I'm can't wait to introduce them. And then a little later on, we're going to have live music here. Actually, international music. Our guest is actually from Moscow in Russia. So, but I mean, as our musical guest, our guest, one of them, is from Germany. It's an international show, as always. So when we come back, we will have our guests and our musical guests and a wonderful show here for you on the Life Changer Show right after this.
You are listening to The Life Changes Show, recorded live from Studio NoHo. You can hear tonight's show and all our past shows, which include luminaries such as Marianne Williamson, Gary Anthony Williams, Sierra Campbell, and Alan Roderick Jones, on our archive page at lifechangesshow.com. You can visit us online via Twitter at Life Changes Show and Facebook at The Life Changes Show.
We're back. We are calling this episode Sextraordinary Living. That's a word that comes directly from our guests. They are sex educators and somatic sexual healers. They're actually so much more. They are Dr. Heike and Jonathan Hudson. Now, I'm going to share something really interesting. Because of the way I just introduced them, I should say that before Heike and Jonathan met, they both had made a secret vow to never again commit to a relationship, especially not marriage. They both had come out of very intense and painful marriages, and years later, they were not only happy singles, but were simply done with the experience and pain and suffering in the name of quote-unquote love. I'm going to get the thrill to say, just last week, these two got married, and next week they go on their honeymoon, and they're joining us here today. Welcome, Dr. Heike and Jonathan Hudson, to the show.
Thank you
so much. Yes.
As I look at my wedding ring and say, how did this happen? But no, very, 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 very blessed to have this amazing woman in my life and the conscious relationship that I didn't know was possible.
Nice. And actually, on the way to this conscious relationship, what I gather is that you each found a relationship for yourselves. Tell us about that individually.
Well, the biggest thing was after both of our very, very painful marriage and separation, we took a year off, both individually. We didn't know each other. Mm. So separately, we were kind of cleaning up our own pain and frustration, and we fell in love with ourselves.
Mm.
And when we met, we were fighting it basically to say, no, we're not going to do this. You know, we promised ourselves, and we realized if we do this, we want to bring consciousness to it in every single step and to see what we've learned not to do, what love isn't. And how it doesn't work, to not have the fights, in a sense, to not have a stale love life after a while, to, you know, all of these things that come in and the little taking the other one for granted. So right from the start, it was really about every step up to today. We say, does this work for us? Society, does it do like this? Does this work for us?
Mm. So while you started having a relationship with each other eventually, you were both analyzing the relationship as you were having it.
Studying, yes.
I think that's a daily practice. I heard someone say once that relationships are a lifetime workshop.
Wow.
And once you really start to look at it that way, you know, even with the work we do around triggers, because obviously we've worked on ourselves as well, if a trigger comes up or if a reaction comes up, I am the first one, and so is Heike, to say thank you, because it shows me something inside that I didn't know I had. So she's my mirror.
Wow.
And if I'm getting bothered by something that she's doing, it's on my side of the street.
Mm.
And so our commitment, you know, when we had our wedding 2 weeks ago, our vows were something that people were crying at, because they weren't like any of the stuff you see at churches.
Mm.
It was about, I promise to keep my side of the street clean. I promise to do my work consistently. I promise not to blame you or label you or put you in a box. Those are the kind of things that we do in our relationship on a daily basis. You know, one of which is, I think the biggest one we do daily is speaking the truth. You know,
in full transparency.
In full transparency. Yeah. And if something's inside that's bothering us, to say it.
Hmm.
But to say it in a way that doesn't blame the other, but also to have the maturity on the other side and not take it personally and understand this is someone who loves you very much that is sharing something inside of them.
Hmm.
And can you take that and not react and not get defensive and see it as true for them?
You both came to the relationship as not only people that had done their work for themselves, mm-hmm. but you actually were guiding people in their own work. Could you talk a little bit about what you were doing individually before you came together?
Well, Heike had been doing this for 25 years, and while I had been doing, I guess, de facto sexological body work without ever doing it professionally, I was actually in law. When we met, I was working at a corporate law office.
Oh, wow.
And this whole woohoo energy idea was, I just thought she was a hot hippie, you know? This really hot tree hugger that talked about angels and guides and all this stuff coming in to witness our lovemaking. I said, yeah, whatever, just get into bed. And then, you know, I think one of the greatest stories, just quickly, is within a couple weeks of us dating, we were in bed, and she's like, you are so hard-headed, your guides want you to see something. I said, okay. And the room was completely dark, and she put up her hand and she started moving it back and forth. And all of a sudden I saw these little green dots in her hand, like a little universe that was moving around. Now, we didn't have any wine. We didn't have any other substances or any. I was mesmerized looking around the room. What is this And she said, what are you looking for? And I said, whatever the little light show is going on in your hand. And she said, Jonathan, that's energy. That's what I do.
Wow.
And so that was my first, okay, there's something else out there that I can't explain.
And so she started singing, You Better Shape Up.
Mm-hmm. Oh, she opened up.
Because I don't need a man. But.
Yeah, she opened up all those channels.
It was a mutual process because I have studied, well, naturopathy. I was really like coming from traditional medicine to holistic medicine to the world of energy, from Reiki to shamanic training to all the mental stuff. And then I met him. I had my awakening to sexual energies, which obviously is a big part of today's show. Mm-hmm. All of a sudden, I had this awakening of, wow, when we talk about energy and when we talk about holistic, sexuality is so little addressed. And it's such a powerful energy, especially as a woman, to really feel that we can not only create babies with our bodies, we can create anything.
Mm.
So that all was waking up in my year where I went solo, and then him, like spirituality, me meeting sexuality, and then the blending into wholeness. We were activating each other. So
yeah,
I showed him the world of energy, and he very quickly woke up and is today amazingly working in the healing room too. And for me, it was, wow, this is what's possible for a female body when it comes to sexuality. And women need to know that.
So you said so many things, and one of them is that it's not talked about enough. It's not worked with enough. And the other thing that you said also that I want to emphasize is that women especially can create, or through sexual energy we can create. And that's the good news, exploring that. The bad news is that most of us have created, and what we've created is our issues.
Yes.
Right?
Yes, exactly.
And this is the work.
Mm-hmm.
And that work is you heal that through, you call it somatic. Tell us about that.
Somatic healing is about moving the stuck energy in the body and moving it out. Mm. So the entire school of belief around somatics is that the body holds cellular memory. In the same way that our brain holds a memory of an event, so does our body. And there's a lot of science now saying that the unconscious mind, which is kind of this nebulous place, nobody really knew where it was, is in the back of our head somewhere, that it's actually the body.
Mm.
That the body is walking around as like this computer file system of everything that's ever happened to you, which is why you react so quickly if I touch a certain spot, right, where you burned your hand or you know not to touch the stove. That all happens before your brain even sends the signal. Well, likewise, anything painful that's ever happened to you, anytime you felt abandoned or not good enough, going way back to childhood, the first time it happened is really the root. Where maybe dad said something, or your mom, or you know, the girl in elementary school that told you were ugly. That stuff sticks.
Hmm.
And especially, most people don't realize that between the ages of 4 and 7, the human mind is operating on waves that are exactly similar to a hypnotic state. And so the young child's brain is taking everything it hears as true.
Hmm.
So when a little girl is told, if you're masturbating, you're going to go burn in hell, she really believes that for the rest of her life. Now, as she starts to grow older and logic her way out of it, she's still fighting that. There's still that, and that's why there's that dirtiness or that whatever. So somatic goes into the body tissue and rewrites that memory. It allows the body, which experiences fight, flight, or freeze, especially in trauma cases, something happens and we freeze, and that energy gets stuck. And that energy will continue to manifest itself in sickness, in anger, in outbursts, until it's finally going to come out one way or another. So we help get it out, and then we replace it with pleasure, which in psychological terms collapses the memory.
So and what that means, if the body collects everything, then we can start making a list, right? All that we've ever experienced from childhood on, and then our first boyfriend who broke up with us, or, you know, all of the relationships. So we're not only talking about our own personal health and emotional health, we're also talking about how we relate. You know, parents are role models. We know that. Most people know, okay, parents are modeling something. Did they even stay together? Did they fight? Did they have, you know, were they even alcoholics? Did they separate? Did they abandon? And so all of that accumulates. And then we try to relate from that innocent place. And it's not happening, whether we're in our teenage years. And the older we get, the more is on our account of experiences with disappointing or painful relationships.
Mm-hmm. And this happens in every aspect of our life, but the sexual one doesn't seem to be addressed enough, or maybe even at all. So I'm really glad we're having this conversation with Dr. Heike and Jonathan Hudson. We're going to continue this conversation when we get back, and a little later on, live music with Marina V here on the Life Changes Show after this.
Listen to these words. He would not be beat by forces too fierce for man, woman, or beast. As the going got tougher, his courage increased. It's a little story with a big message, a message that speaks to children of all ages. It's about believing in yourself, overcoming obstacles, and never giving up. It's been called a masterpiece, one of the finest children's books ever written, and a true children's classic. Shadow Stevens has been called Dr. Seuss for the 21st century. His big little book, The Big Galoot, is a story about bullying. Bullying has become an American epidemic, and The Big Galoot talks about it in a way that will touch the heart of a child of four and a grandfather of 104. It's the story of a little boy with size 42 hands, the biggest hands anyone has ever seen, and the kids laugh at him. Then the laughter turns mean. They mock him and trip him, and much worse. But throughout it all, Warren Galoot says, "I'm a galoot, but I have good luck. You can't get me down. I never give up." A second grader named Chandler said, "I thought it was the best funny book I have seen in my life," and we agree. Whoopi Goldberg said, "This is a great story. Bravo, Shadow." The Big Galoot is available now as an ebook exclusively on Kindle Fire on Amazon for only $3.98. We strongly urge you to get it for your children, your children's children, or as a gift to yourself. Its message speaks to all of us. Have good luck and never give up. Go to Amazon.com and search for The Big Galoot by Shadow Stevens.
You are listening to The Life Changes Show, recorded live from Studio NoHo. You can hear tonight's show and all our past shows, which include luminaries such as Dan Millman, The Green Children, Hot Rod Fuller, and Mike Marino on our archive page at lifechangesshow.com. You can also follow us online via Twitter at Life Changes Show and Facebook at The Life Changes Show.
All right, we're back. I'm Filippo sitting here with Mark and, of course, our guests, Dr. Heike and Jonathan Hudson. And Jonathan just...
That's sitting in now, isn't it?
Just shared something. But do you really... Go ahead. I mean, go ahead.
I'm sure your audience knows Dorothy.
Yes.
Well, I think we had only been dating a month, and we were still in the let's just spend the weekends together. And when I was interested in this whole energy thing, she took me up to Dorothy's for a...
Of course, that's the best way.
For a weekend of Reiki, you know, activation and mastery and energetic alcohol.
I did.
Right. And for a man who was very much into his body and his sexuality, and... I left that event. In fact, I had to go home sick on Monday because my brain was so fried. I could not even use the computer keyboard. Wow. I knew something was amiss. And then I went home, and we weren't living together at the time. And I went to masturbate because it's how I, this is what I do on a daily basis when I'm single. And nothing worked. And I mean nothing. Like, not even close. And I tried porn. I tried everything I could open.
Panic.
I called her, and I'm like, "You broke me. What do you know what you've done?" And yeah, she's like, "Calm down. It will all integrate." So this went on for about 4 days, and
I had to guess, you were somebody that was just in the lower chakra, and
pretty much
she helped bring you.
Yeah,
Dorothy was my ally of bringing all of this energetic consciousness to it, because like I said before, it is sexuality and spirituality belong together as a wholesome being. This is who we are as beings. And so...
So she turned off the lower chakra for a while, and while this turned on...
I had to reorganize this whole thing. And then sometimes it is like a pendulum, right? You're really in your sexuality, and you have to go all the way to the other side and really dive in, which we did at that weekend, for example, so that that starts really being activated, integrated, so that you come back to center. Mm. And
so she's an important part of all this,
do
today.
He's back, though. He's...
Got both sides going.
It took a week. It took a week. But this is the same work that I do with women that are so into spirituality and consciousness and their hearts, to get them all the way into their sexuality. So once again, we need both sides.
You know, actually, that's such an important point. And so we were talking, Heike, before about women that have been abused in some way or another. And so
many.
Right. So all that energy being stuck. And so they can, quote unquote, continue to have what seems to be to everybody else normal life, sexual life or what have you. But there's a lot more going on.
There's a lot more going on. I mean, obviously, when there's real trauma, sexual trauma, then a lot of times, even though, you know, she's today a woman going her ways and in a beautiful marriage or relationship, it still can be activated, meaning the vagina does store inside all of the memory. We talked before about body memory in general. Mm-hmm. For women, the G-spot is our second brain. There's literally neural pathways coming from the G-spot through the brain to the brain. So we do think or perceive both ways. And once again, it's never addressed. So we can go to psychotherapy. We can do all kinds of work, but the internal work is actually the one that needs to happen. Or it does come out in a loving marriage, even during sex, one wrong move, one area being touched, and she will freeze, or she break out in tears, or all kinds of things can happen there. And then men, and that's what we're teaching men too, need to know what to do in that moment. They become the sexual healer right there. Mm-hmm. If they know that, you know, how to be with the woman in that moment, let the tears come up, be in conversation, and let her move through it, rather than usually they pull out and, you know, it's kind of like...
What I do wrong.
Both freeze, right?
Yeah, and depending what's going on in the guy's mind or has been going on in his life, then he may take it personally, and then it becomes about him for him, and she's going through her thing, and it's...
Yes.
And then they don't have sex again for a while.
And then one wonders why certain things don't
work. And then he might lose his erection, right? Yeah. And then that starts. And so there's so, so much. And we're just talking about trauma that's obvious. Right. Mm. And then there's all the subtle frequencies of how we actually are grown up as sexual beings, because there's no sex education. Right. I mean, when we go into schools, sometimes I want to say there's colleges, some that start now, certain classes. But other than that, we learn just the dangers of sex. Right. STDs. And don't get pregnant, and don't, and be careful here and be careful there. So there's never like this curiosity. And even if we learn all the anatomy of our bodies and how everything works, the consciousness is missing.
There's no sacred sex education.
Exactly. And that's really what we're teaching, mostly to bring spirit into the bedroom. So that you have this wholesome experience, so that you get nurtured on all levels. And I don't want to generalize, but let's just say men, you know, so far they're more seen as the sexual beings and not so much in all these spiritual events yet, right? There's still just a 10-20% when we go to all these spiritual circles. While women, you know, they're all there. They're all there, but going into their bodies, because we've been body shamed from little girl on, and our bodies are never okay. There's always something wrong, and we can't talk about sex, and we can't exchange recipes. To me, it's like cooking. It's like food. Sex is food.
Well, and if we talk about sex, we're just lumped into this typical guy thing, right? And so there's a lot going on right now with this big Me Too campaign, and it's such a beautiful thing to have all these women coming out and saying the things that have happened to them, and men too. Mm-hmm. I mean, I even shared on Facebook that I was abused when I was young, and to have that space is amazing. our concern is what is starting to happen is that good men are standing in the corner now. They're scared to go ask a woman on a date. Mm. They're scared to move in for that kiss, to not be that guy, right? Because now it's becoming, do I have to even ask permission to do this? Do I have to ask permission to kiss her? I don't want to come across as an energetic rapist. Mm. And so it's, my concern is that this is going to, in the long run, start to divide us rather than unite us. So many women I know ask me, you know, because we teach so much in San Diego, they're like, where are all the good men you talk about? Mm. And I'm like, well, stop shaming them. Because they're out there.
Wow.
But right now they're freaking terrified. Mm. And maybe they should be for a while. I'll even grant that, because us men have collectively.
Yeah. Send them to Dorothy. She'll
Exactly. Yeah. She'll just knock that out of them real quick, and then nothing to worry about. So we are about uniting the sexes.
Yes.
And making sexuality something that we can all, men and women, feel safe to communicate about as part of our health.
Mm. So somatic, as you were saying, is becoming a greater part of how people get healed. Talk to us about exactly what might happen. Not exactly, but in general, what happens during a session?
We have a big questionnaire before, so that we kind of already know what is the history, right? Mm. With parents, siblings, past relationships, and all of that. There's many clients that come to us that know what their past experience is. Mm. There's others that just say, I have a block and I don't even know what it is.
And
do they
need to know in order to?
No, they don't.
Wow.
The body knows. Out. That's right. The thing. If we assume that the body has its own memory, then the body also knows. And, you know, we've heard a lot about what body wisdom, right? The body is its own organ, its own entity in a sense. So, you either know what happened in the past, or you don't know at all, or anything in between. Mm. And so the questionnaire brings kind of a guidance, and then yet once the client is there, we have like a 20-minute, half-hour coaching intake where we kind of nail it down a little bit more. I use a lot of intuition and energy reading in that too, with all the information that is being provided. And then the client gets on the table, and it's kind of like Jonathan is the one who will scan the whole body for resistance, for
physically
pain.
Mm.
Yeah, physically, really. It's not like a massage, because it's not from top to bottom in a sense. We go deep tissue, and you don't even have to. Mm. Because once he finds, for example, a shoulder, and he doesn't even touch really deep, but there's a pain. And that's the emotional pain that's actually coming up.
Mm.
So then we look at, is there an image coming with it? And
wow.
You know, most clients are not psychic, right?
Yeah.
It comes automatically. Sometimes you have this maybe too in massage. You go and all of a sudden you think of someone, or a tears come up. Mm. It's never addressed on the massage table, but you're working in the tissue and the tissue remembers.
So it's not necessarily that somebody touched you there per se, like you mentioned the shoulder.
No.
It's just that that's where, for whatever reason, it got lodged.
It could be. Yeah. It could be that you really had a physical trauma,
mm-hmm.
and you usually also know it, but most of the times your dad can sit in the right shoulder and your mom can sit in your ankle or in your belly. Lower back is a lot of times.
Wow.
So we really go and talk to the body. The body present itself with areas that hold tension, that hold pain, which actually underneath is always emotional pain. And then we start moving it. So the client either gives us information in terms of, I see an image, I see my uncle. They go a lot of times like, oh, I'm 5 years old. They even start talking like a 5-year old.
Wow.
Saying, I'm 5 years old and my dad's coming with the whip again and I've done something wrong again and I'm scared.
Mm.
And so we start processing that. And in somatics, the biggest helpers are breath, movement, and sound. And that's something that we all don't do.
Wow.
We have problems and we sit, right? Mm. Or we talk.
Mm.
So the movement helps to move the energy, to get out of the freeze state. The voice helps to through vibration and through words, right? Things that you never got to say to the dad that's there with the whip. And so...
So with both of you there, actually.
Both of us holding that space. Yeah. He does most of the body work. I do the energy work, but we coach the client.
And then you have the masculine and the feminine present. Absolutely. For whatever experience.
For the whole
happened.
Dance, right? Yeah. It's like, because we represent every man and woman that's ever done any harm to them, and good. But for a woman, for example, or even for a man too, I represent dad.
Yeah.
I represent the guy that maybe raped them. I represent a teacher. I represent their brother. And I can play all those roles. And that's the beauty of our session is we just go where the energy takes us.
Wow. Wow. This is incredible. Actually, if you want to learn more about Dr. Heike and Jonathan Hudson and their work, sextraordinaryliving.com. It's extraordinary with an S. So sextraordinaryliving.com. And they have a free gift that they want to share. When we come back, they'll share about that. And we'll talk a little bit about what the end game here is. But that'll be it. I'll just give it now. pleasureupgrade.com. And we'll talk about it when we come back with our guests, Dr. Heike and Jonathan Hudson. And joining us in the studio in a little bit will be Marina V, all on the Life Changes Show when we come back to this.
The Little Dog That Could is the fantastically true story of a man and the little dog that came into his life as his mentor to help him understand the world beyond his human senses and to experience life, love, and healing beyond his human understanding. Best-selling author Filippo Voltaggio, who currently hosts the highly regarded Life Changes Show, is an internationally known singer, speaker, and life coach. Filippo offers up his own story, how one little surprise package in fur and four legs transformed his life unexpectedly forever and furthered his path of self-discovery. In The Little Dog That Could, Filippo brings to life the meaning of the adage, when the student is ready, the teacher appears. Through the reading of this book, you will experience the journey of real miracles that transcend time, space, and logic while gaining practical tools that will help you navigate your way. The Little Dog That Could is available through Amazon and Barnes & Noble. For more information, visit thelittledogthatcould.com. That's thelittledogthatcould.com.
You are listening to The Life Changes Show, recorded live from Studio NoHo. You can hear tonight's show and all our past shows, which include luminaries such as Mariel Hemingway, Shadow Stevens, Barbara Morrison, and Kyle Cease at our archive on our website at lifechangesshow.com. You can also follow us online via Twitter, at Life Changes Show, and Facebook at The Life Changes Show.
We are back. I'm Filippo, sitting here with Mark and, of course, our guests, sex educators and somatic sexual healers, Dr. Heike and Jonathan Hudson. We've talked about so many things. Obviously, people just need to go to sextraordinaryliving.com to learn more about you all. You also have meetups in San Diego. And one of the things that I was hearing when we connected earlier, actually, I've known you, Heike, and known of you for years, but we've never gotten a chance to hang out. So this has been wonderful and long overdue. But you're changing things on the love front, the relationship front, sexuality, marriage, and it's you're breaking old paradigms, making new ones. Can we talk about that?
Yeah, that's exactly what you find when you go to our website. It is, we take a stand for the new paradigm of relationships and sexuality, because the old ways are not working anymore. Mm-hmm. There's way too many people getting divorced. There's way too many people running around with pain when it comes to relationships. And there's so many people that don't know about sexuality. Like you started your show even. It's like, we don't grow up like this, right? So how can we put this all in that it works? And it takes a big dose of consciousness and transparency, authenticity, showing up, the willingness, the courage to clean up, to look at what's coming up and to clean up. So relationships, like Jonathan said before, it's a workshop. It's the best, deepest workshop you can ever have. And the same happens, though, also in the bedroom. The way you show up in the bedroom is what we've seen over and over, is also how you show up in life. When you hold back, when you're not fully expressed in the bedroom, it's also not happening out there. So it really is so closely connected, and that's why, for me, it's such an important subject or mission, so that people know what real, true love is, unconditional love. We talk about it all the time, but what does it really, how does it look? What does it really look like? And to have the freedom to be fully expressed all the way to the bedroom. so that we can just be the amazing beings that we are. And so that's the new paradigm. And the biggest thing, what we touched on, was the sacred sexuality.
Yeah.
That's when you do bring meditation into the bedroom, right? When you get to see God with another through the merging, through the oneness, all of that, what we learn spiritually, can also happen in the bedroom.
And are we learning a little bit about that through the gift that you have for us tonight?
Yeah, absolutely. It's like how you set up your sacred sexuality evening,
and
how
to have I think it's called the four ingredients of sacred sexuality.
So pleasureupgrade.com,
mm-hmm.
and they can get
the free
that
gifts.
And that's just a free that's free, but that's just a first chapter. There's so much more,
exactly,
right?
We've got multiple free gifts on that link. And,
okay.
And guys, don't be scared on this, because I promise you, if you learn to fill a woman's heart and soul first, she will return her sexuality to you 10 times.
Wow. So great to have the two of you. I know we've just scratched the surface.
Oh, my goodness.
But at least we got the start.
We're going to get a hotel for the night and start recording.
Yes, teach us more. Thank you to Dr. Heike and Jonathan Hudson. And there'll be more for sure. In the meantime, we have an Ask Dorothy segment and Mark's shout-out.
We do. We have a quick shout-out to Tess Cacciatore, who hosts Gwen Talks Radio, to connect with the Gwen Global Community to engage intimate conversations that reveal and heal. Go to gwen.live. Dorothy, my name is Stephanie, and I'm from Los Angeles. I belong to several metaphysical groups, and almost everyone talks about who they used to be in past lives. I don't have any memories of past lives, and I feel left out of the conversations. Also, I want to know if my friends could really have been kings or queens before they arrived in this lifetime. I haven't heard anyone say they remember being just an average person before they were born into this world of today. So my question is, has everyone been on Earth before their present incarnation, or is this past life thing just nonsense? How can I find out if I have lived before this life?
I know and believe that past lives are a very real part of our existence. I've had vivid recollections of many past lives and have had other people tell me that they remember me from lifetimes before this one. I believe that everyone has lived many times before and that we have been amazing beings in some of them, and we've also lived lives that we might not want everyone to know about because of the choices we made in those lives. There have been well-publicized cases of people who've had total recall of who they were in the past. So, yes, a past life is not only possible, it is the way it is. As an energetic alchemist and hypnotist, I have done past life regressions for my clients, and I've discovered that remembering past lives can be fraught with potential for emotional distress and confusion. I also observed that many people get so caught up with who they used to be that they become ungrounded in this lifetime. A truly great book on this subject is Many Lives, Many Masters by Dr. Brian Weiss. Dr. Weiss didn't believe in past lives and then stumbled upon the fact that we have all had them while he was conducting therapy sessions. You could choose to work with a qualified psychotherapist like Dr. Weiss or with me if you feel you really need to know who you once were. Automatic writing is also a great way to discover your past. The truth is that each of us has all of the answers and memories within us. They're usually buried somewhere in the subconscious mind so that we can focus on this lifetime. Each of us could be better served if we focused on becoming the very best human beings possible this time around. I suggest that you find your passion and uncover your mission as Stephanie. And if your higher self wants to remind you of a past incarnation, it will do so. Thank you for an interesting question.
Thank you, Dorothy. And if any of you have a question for Dorothy, please write her at askdorothy@lifechangesshow.com.
Excellent. And we'll be back with Marina V right after this on the Life Changes Show.
There are self-help seminars costing thousands of dollars guaranteeing miraculous transformations. There are compelling speakers and life-changing weekend experiences where you can walk on fire. They all deliver revelations that guarantee you'll come back for the more expensive revelations filled with even greater wonder next month on Fiji. We get addicted to positive, heartfelt, expensive theater.
What we really need is a jumpstart, an awakening. Someone who can give us a reminder that everything we need lies within. Through inspiration and practical knowledge, Dorothy Donahue helps people get grounded and motivated, inspired and energized. It's not just words and affirmations and the power of intention. It's a mindset brought about by a tangible, transcendental experience, an audio-visual, physical, spiritual experience that helps us realize we transform ourselves. We get tools to become the conscious co-creators of lives of unlimited potential. Find out more. Go to DorothyDonahue.com.
The Life Changes Show is a premier radio show presented by the Life Changes Network, which is a company whose team has dedicated their lives not only to positive change, but to helping others observe and embrace, honor and even celebrate their own changes, thus enabling a more positive, inspired life and helping to create a more positive and inspired world. From everyday people, celebrities, corporate giants, and children, we are here to help and to serve. With heart, integrity, and experience, we bring our message and positive intent into your lives through the Life Changes Show, lifechangesnetwork.com, and through guest appearances on other inspiring shows and events. If you wish to learn more about Life Changes Life Coaching, a private consultation with one of us, corporate or live event appearances, or if you would like us to appear on your radio or TV shows, please email us at info@lifechangesnetwork.com.
We are back. I'm Filippo with Mark here and our guests, of course, Dr. Heike and Jonathan Hudson. And joining us in the studio is a woman whose voice has been described as hauntingly beautiful by the LA Times, melodic and passionate by the Washington Post, and many others with great acclaim. She has worked with Grammy and Emmy winners, platinum-selling artists, and legends with lists that go on, and has written multiple songs for films, video games, ads such as Pepsi, and her songs have been on NBC shows and CBS, Sony, Oprah Winfrey Network, Lifetime, National Geographic. Actually, she even sang one on Days of Our Lives herself. Joining us in the studio is Marina V. Welcome to the show.
Thanks so much. Great to be here.
Oh, you know, your music, and listening to your music and then getting to know you as a person, it almost seems like, you know, you're writing somebody else's voice. What's coming? Because you enter in the room, this is just peaceful energy, and then some of the music comes out. I was like, whoa, where did it come from?
It all comes, you know, from here. It's all there. So
experiences from a lifetime.
From everything, absolutely. It's all usually incredibly personal, transformed into songs.
Yeah, and you've been writing since you were really little.
Uh-huh, yes. One of my first memories is writing a song with my grandma when I was 4.
Wow. And was it your grandmother helping you along, or is it something that you were... How does that happen at 4?
I know, crazy, right? I'm no Mozart for sure, but for as long as I can remember, since I was just very, very little, I could always hear music in my head. I created music in my head.
Wow.
And I told that to my grandmother, and my grandmother played a little bit of piano, and we just kind of started doing things. It was just so weird.
Oh, that's
and
fascinating.
It was incredible. Just one of my best memories.
And so you started that with your grandmother, and now you've gone off to do it with all these other famous people. And speaking of people, you're doing it with Nick Baker, who's joining us here in the studio on guitar. And so you write music together as well.
Yeah, we are married, and we're a songwriting team, and we tour together. Yeah, we do it all.
Yeah, it's been amazing.
I didn't know the married, but we get two married couples in the studio. I didn't know that. Okay. Your CD just came out. Your last CD just came out like within the month or something like that.
Yeah.
And as a matter of fact, you haven't even had your CD release party, which is happening this coming weekend.
That's right. In Los Angeles. We just had a CD release party in Moscow, Russia, my hometown.
Oh, wow.
We had a few shows. We just got back from a big tour in Germany. But we are home this weekend. performing here in LA.
So if people want to come and when they want to learn more about it, they go to marinav.com, and that's V like the letter, so marinav.com.
Like Velociraptor or something like that, yes.
That's your last name, right?
No, my last name is a long Russian last name, Virinikina. So it's as long as Velociraptor, pretty much. So.
Virinikina?
Hey, well, you got it, Filippo, yes.
I just surprised myself, actually. I never do that. So it's so beautiful. It's like music. So speaking of, what are we going to get to hear first?
We're going to play one of the songs from the new record, and the song is called Together Alone. And I have to warn the audience, I am recovering from a cold from hell. This is my first day talking in a week.
Oh, wow.
So if I go in a coughing fit in the middle of this performance, please forgive me.
Wow, it'll be worth a lot more money.
She still sounds better than me. You know, either way, even if she's coughing. Yeah.
She sounds great.
Which is why I'm not singing.
So here is Marina V singing live at Studio NoHo, Together Alone on the Life Changes Show.
Talks on the phone anymore. We're connected yet somehow alone. I took you for granted and now it's getting too gray over here. I thought I was done being weird. Well, I was mistaken and I'm wasting my time, wasting my time, trying to find what I'll never find, and I'm holding it in, trying to fit in, pretending I'm fine, but I'm losing my someone save me tonight. No one walks side by side anymore. You blink and the moment is gone. A lifetime of moments and dying. Wasting my time, wasting my time, trying to find what I'll never find, and I'm holding it in, trying to fit in, pretending I'm fine, but I'm losing my colors of each other's eyes, but now we are more alone than we could have realized. It's time to decide if we're clever or phone anymore. No one stops by and knocks on my door. Maybe tomorrow, 'cause I'm wasting my time, wasting my time, trying to find what I'll never find, and I'm holding it in, try to fit in, pretending I'm fine, but I'm losing my mind. Someone save me tonight. Someone save me tonight.
Wow, Marina V, thank you so much. Good, I mean, you know, good for you. You sound great for not having spoken until today. Born to the Stars is the name of the album. Born to the Stars. Marina V is the artist. You can learn more about her at marinavtheletter.com. You know, as you heard, Marina's songs have timeless quality that transcends boundaries and touches fans from all walks of life. So much so that, in fact, her fans have played an instrumental part in her success, sponsoring the creation of all of her albums, including her newest ones, Inner Superhero and Born to the Stars. You know, and speaking of hardship, she was raised by a communist nuclear physicist father and a psychologist mother during the difficult times just after the Soviet Union collapsed. I can't imagine. And she came to America on a scholarship at 15. I can't imagine what that was like for you.
It was a culture shock. Foreign country, away from parents. I'm from big city of Moscow. They placed me in Springfield, Illinois.
Which is how we came to know you, because that was where our technical director was born,
That's
I think.
That's right. He's from Springfield. And yeah. We just performed there a few weeks ago, and they did a feature. I was in the cover of the local Illinois Times. Shout out to Tom Irwin, amazing writer who did a big article on us. And he said, wow, I used to live in Springfield for a few years as an exchange student. So thank you so much, Brent.
So one doesn't have to wonder where the experiences come from. There's a big clue right there in everything that we've shared so far, and crazy jobs and different language and all that stuff in order to share with us all and the world your music. So thank you.
Oh, thank you so much for having us here.
And are we going to get to hear another song from the latest album?
Yes.
Okay.
We were originally going to do the title track, Born to the Stars, which I love that song so much. But with my voice right now, I cannot sing strongly, so I can do only softer songs. So people, if you're listening, please go to marinavtheletter.com and check out the music video. It's really, really cool.
We have some really incredible cool.
You saw it?
Yes, I did see it.
We have some amazing celebrity musicians and incredible people in it doing cameos, and it's a fun video, and I'm really proud of it. But I'm gonna do a sad song because that's what my voice can do right now. So sorry.
And what's that one called?
It's called Beautiful Forever, and it's sad, but I think it's positive at the same time, and I think what life is kind of right. It's both. It's happy. It's sad. It's tragic. Is incredible, and it's all rolled into one. So, and this song is remembering the people we love so much.
And we should mention that Marina will be accompanying herself on the guitar. Is that correct?
Yes.
I assume that's why you're holding it. Okay.
So <I'm> better.
All right. So here's Marina V performing Beautiful Forever live here at Studio NoHo on the Life Changes Show.
Thank you. It's hard to find the words. Happy memories only hurt. 'Cause you were always part of me. And I will always
picture on my phone. Making faces, having fun. Your smile will always shine for me. And I will always think of you, and I will always dream of you, and you will always be beautiful forever.
Thank you so much. Born to the Stars is the latest album. It just came out, and you get a chance, for those of you who are in Los Angeles, to go to the release party. Go to marinav.com and learn about that and all her music. And of course, it's also available on iTunes and everywhere where music is sold.
Exactly. Right. Thank you so much for having us here.
What a pleasure. Marina V and Nick Baker.
Yes, thank you.
Thank you so much.
Thank you for
beautiful.
Having us.
So beautiful. And I'm best of luck with the album. Thank you once again to our guests, Dr. Heike and Jonathan Hudson, and have a great honeymoon.
Thank you.
And that is our show. So a big thank you to Brent Hahn for introducing us to Marina, and also for making us all sound good here at Studio NoHo.
Thank you, Brent.
Thank you. On behalf of our executive producer, Dorothy Donahue, our producer, Mark Legere, I am Filippo Voltaggio, reminding you that as your life changes, we're here for you. Ciao, everyone.
You have been listening to the Life Changes Show. Listen live every Monday night at 7 p.m. Pacific Time, and visit us online at lifechangesnetwork.com, on Facebook at The Life Changes Show, and on Twitter at Life Changes Show. Join us again next week as we consciously explore and embrace the only constant, life changes. The Life Changes Network is an entertainment network. The views and opinions expressed are those of the guests and participants and do not necessarily reflect the views and opinions of Life Changes.